This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. My pleasure to be hanging out with you as we get a little bit closer to Wednesday. Okay? When does the show get started? Every single weeknight, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay, you can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. We got plenty of going on tonight. I mean, if you think about the past several days, we had an NFL Sunday. We have a Game 7 to determine who goes to the NBA's Western Conference Finals. We had a great, terrific Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to talk about it all tonight. Thank you to everybody who listened and participated in Hour 1. We had plenty to talk about as the Miami Heat beat the Celtics 117-114 to take Game 1 of the East Finals. I want to remind you, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, it's extremely simple. Rocket can, okay? And I want to let you know, we already saw the Miami Heat come out on top to take Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We're still waiting to figure out who's going to go to the Western Conference Finals to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. And as of right now, the Clippers will have to come back in the fourth quarter if it's going to be an all-LA Western Conference Finals. The Denver Nuggets lead going into the fourth quarter, 82-74. This would be a hell of a surprise, a hell of a shock. Jamal Murray leading the way with 28 points for the Denver Nuggets. Kawhi Leonard, 14 points. Paul George, 10. But they're not getting a damn stop to save their lives. We're going to talk about that as the show continues and we move on. In the meantime, I do want to talk about what's going on in the NFL. It's great. It's amazing that we finished and completed week one. We're moving into week two. There were thoughts that we wouldn't necessarily even have NFL football, but here we did. And I'm happy. We saw Tom Brady lose. A lot of folks are losing their minds over the fact that a 43-year-old with a new team, a new coach, new teammates lost the game. No big surprise there. I think there are a lot of folks that are pretty much overreacting with what's going on. Tom Brady, give this guy some time. We've already seen injuries. Mike Evans dealing with an injury. Le'Veon Bell, hamstring injury, going to miss some time. Michael Thomas of the Saints. Mike Thomas, he didn't have the best game on Sunday against the Buccaneers. Mike Thomas, he's going to miss some time with his own high ankle sprain. And right now we're getting reports that he does not want to go on the IR. We don't know how much time he would miss, but it certainly looks like he will not be available for the next several weeks. And just even across the NFL, it's pretty damn cool to have like actual news related to the game. Allen Robinson, wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. This guy, he wants to get paid. He even has some of his teammates, guys like Khalil Mack, who are just changing their social media to encourage the Bears to get this guy some more money. So it's good to have NFL football back. And I would venture to say one of the best matchups that we have seen, or something I was happy to see, was the return of Cam Newton with the New England Patriots. I just told you about Mr. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers' loss to the New Orleans Saints as they went down 34-23. But Cam Newton, who seemingly got the short end of the stick trying to continue his career, and just the time that he was released by the Panthers, the opportunity that he did not get because kind of the world was shut down during COVID-19, he makes his debut, and the New England Patriots go over the Dolphins 21-11. Cam Newton carried the ball 15 times for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Cam Newton has made it clear he's not worried about, you know, getting beat up. Cam Newton isn't worried about, whether or not he's going to have too many carries or too many touches. I believe if Cam Newton stays healthy, which he certainly looked on Sunday with all the time that he's had off due to injury, Cam Newton is likely going to be the comeback player of the year. But when you talk about what Cam Newton has seen over the past several months, he's giving a lot of credit to Bill Belichick. And why wouldn't he? Bill Belichick is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, coach of all time. He has a career winning record that is close to 70%. Okay? He's only behind Shula and Halas in regards to wins. He has 6 Super Bowl rings. He's a 3-time coach of the year. Bill Belichick is not just some scrub who won accidentally. And I know, there's a couple of folks who hear the sound of my voice right now, and all they can say is, well, he's a cheater. And yes, he cheated. Lots of people cheat. But are you honestly going to tell me that Bill Belichick owes all of his success to cameras and deflated footballs? Are you going to tell me that football is not in the bloodline of Bill Belichick? You can think back to his dad. You could think back to Belichick. You can look at his sons. Football is the family business for Bill Belichick. And Cam Newton, as he goes through a career resurgence, and I hope that this isn't the last year of Cam Newton with the Patriots. I hope that he can get a contract. And I know it would be very satisfying to Bill Belichick if he can go ahead and, you know, maybe tack on a few more years of contention with a Cam Newton, who obviously has a totally different skill set than Tom Brady. But this is what Cam Newton had to say on WEEI in Boston about Bill Belichick.
I think the thing that people must know, he makes even the smartest players more cerebral. And with that being said, you know, we go over situational football each and every single day, and there's not no point in time where he cannot stop something and teach you something. He's the ultimate teacher, and I just respect that. I just feel as if, you know, I didn't know what to expect coming in here. You know, you hear stories, and I've just been blown away by his professionalism to, you know, adapt on the run, you know, in game.
Can you really be surprised? This isn't the first time anyone has ever said such a thing about Bill Belichick. And you find folks who are successful in the coaching space, they are dedicated. They don't miss a mark. They are on top of it. There's not an I that's not dotted or a T that's not crossed. And Bill Belichick is one of the greatest ever. And you know what? Having said that, it is not a coincidence at all that you think about some of the coaches who picked up victories in week 1 of the NFL. These are Hall of Fame caliber coaches. Bill Belichick won. I told you, they beat the Dolphins 21-11. And it seems that Bill Belichick is going to do his best this year to go an old school approach style of play. He's missing a lot of his linebackers that he's had over the past several years, but he's going to try to stick to defense, maintaining possession of the football, and trying to drive the ball down other people's throats with Cam Newton and Sony Michel. But then you look at an Andy Reid. He's going into the Hall of Fame, especially now that he's picked up a Super Bowl victory with the Chiefs earlier this year. It seems like centuries ago that the Chiefs won that Super Bowl when you think about 2020. But they won their game against the Texans. Okay, you also have Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll won. And it seems that he might have a little bit of a difference in the world right now, how he views the game, because Pete Carroll seemingly just unleashed Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson had one of the best games of all time. A matter of fact, Russell Wilson, because Pete Carroll let this man throw the ball, Russell Wilson is our actual Granger Player of the Week. Okay? The Seahawks, they won 38-25 over the Falcons. Russell Wilson, listen to his stat line. 31 of 35 passes, 322 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. His completion percentage, 88.6. It's the best in a single game in league history with a minimum of 35 attempts. The Player of the Week was sponsored by Granger, and as you get back to business, Granger is there to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, safety, recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. Go to Granger.com/recovery, Granger for the ones who get it done. And you got to give some credit to Pete Carroll for that performance, because for too long, everybody's just saying, oh, well, the Seahawks are safe. All they do is hand the ball over. Here, give it to Carson. Give it to Beast Mode. Let's see what happens. Russell Wilson has wanted to throw the football, and with results like that, you can't argue. Sean Payton, he won against Tom Brady in the super-hyped Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Sean Payton, he's had two consecutive years now with the Saints where they have gone 13-3. Their defense for the Saints has improved over the years. The Saints aren't just giving the ball to Drew Brees and saying, air it out at every opportunity that you get. They continue to change over time. And Sean Payton, he's been doing this since 2006. Mike Tomlin, I don't think Mike Tomlin gets enough credit. I know we have Steeler fans, and I've heard from them. We've had Steeler fans who have called up here and have told me that they're ready for Mike Tomlin to go. And sometimes I believe it's just a case of looking a gift horse in the mouth. Why do you want to get rid of Mike Tomlin? The man has not had a losing season since he's been head coach of the Steelers. The Steelers' advantage, if you ask me, just like many great winning organizations, and not just in the NFL, you can look across sports. Great teams start with great ownership. They have great management structures. They don't just bail when things don't work. There's a reason why the Steelers can be competitive. Going from Chuck Knoll to Bill Cowher, now to Mike Tomlin, who's been in the seat since 2007 and already has a Super Bowl. Would it be nice if he won another one? Yes, and absolutely. But who knows, maybe they'll get one more if Ben Roethlisberger's arm stays attached to his damn body. So let's not just look at Mike Tomlin as somebody who, oh, well, he's still here. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. The Steelers are falling apart. Let's get rid of him. No, Mike Tomlin is underrated. Jim Harbaugh goes out and wins. Oh, John, I'm mixing up the brothers. Thank you, Stu. I mix up the brothers. What can I do? The Ravens, they go out and beat the living hell out of the Browns. So much so that even today, Baker Mayfield and also Odell Beckham Jr., they're talking to the media about what went wrong. And the Ravens look like they're going to be all the way right back to the AFC title game. So it's no coincidence that Hall of Fame coaches and coaches who have longevity have fared well to start off the season. And you think about young coaches, your Zach Taylors, your Kevin Stefanskis, and they're going to be facing off against each other. So eventually somebody's going to have to get a win. your Matt Rules. It's no surprise that these are coaches who might have bright futures, but they're behind the eight ball, especially here in 2020. Matt Rule, I think he'll be solid. You look at Judge with the Giants and the performance last night. It looks like, you know, they have a young squad that I think will probably perform better than even I expected them to do. But this season in 2020, where you don't have the same preparation, this season in 2020, where you don't have the preseason games, I'm going to go ahead and give the edge to the established coaches in the NFL, just like Cam Newton gave a lot of credit to Bill Belichick. We can say the Patriots might have less talent. You have a lot of guys who have opted out, but this is certainly an opportunity for Bill Belichick to sit in whatever evil lair he's in and laugh away while Tom Brady tries to figure things out with his all-star team. And I think it's due time here in 2020 that we do give some credit to a lot of coaches, especially somebody like Mike Tomlin, who I think is always underrated by a fan base. Certain folks want to get rid of the guy. Let's give him some credit. Let's pull Mike Tomlin out from the Steelers and see what happens. Look what happened with the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, one of the most respected coaches in the NFL. I mean, he makes a boneheaded decision this week, deciding not to kick a field goal to tie a game. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth, because somebody like Mike Tomlin, you have him now, but you might regret and you might actually miss him whenever he does leave. I want to open up the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some underrated coaches in the NFL right now? We know who the great ones are, but who are some coaches in the NFL that don't get enough credit? Your phone calls when we come back, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Week one in the NFL is in the books. You want to think about coaches and teams who had success this week? I don't think it's a coincidence that Belichick, Reed, Carroll, Harbaugh, Peyton, Tomlin. I'm not surprised that these are guys who in a slap together, thrown together 2020 season had success in week one. It's no surprise that Rule, Judge, Stefanski, Taylor, that these are guys who did not have success. In the case of somebody like Mike Tomlin, you know, I'm honestly surprised that, you know, how many folks, especially Steeler fans, and I'm not going to say the majority, but I know there are Steeler fans out there who've been waiting to get rid of Mike Tomlin. Like, you can just grab a coach off the side of the street and have the success that he's had. Mike Tomlin in his coaching career has a winning percentage of 63%. He's never had a losing season. You want to replace him for who? So Cam Newton had high praise for Bill Belichick about how he pays attention to every single detail. And we have some coaches in the league who don't get love. I think Ron Rivera. Forget the fact that the man is unfortunately battling cancer right now. Think about all the work he has to do for the Washington football team right now. And they come out and they upset the Eagles. Mike Tomlin, Ron Rivera. I mean, we have plenty of other coaches. So the phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Name me an NFL coach who you feel does not get the respect that he deserves. Who is an NFL coach who you feel is underrated? Who's not getting the attention? I named some big names, and Belichick, the largest of them all. You have your Pete Carroll, and everybody makes mistakes. Pete Carroll certainly had an amazing mistake, costing his team another Super Bowl. And then we see someone like Mike McCarthy, who has a Super Bowl, make a boneheaded mistake in his Cowboys debut this week. Call me up right now, 855-212-4CBS, and tell me about a coach who you feel doesn't get the attention and respect that he deserves. The number is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up right now. Let's talk to Vinny. Vinny is calling up from Arizona. Vinny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, JR.
Absolutely. Give me a coach, Vinny.
I'm actually a Saints fan, but I'm going to go with Coach Kingsbury.
Okay. Go ahead.
2 years in, he upsets San Fran week one when San Fran was a huge favorite, from my understanding.
Yep.
And, I mean, just seeing what he did with the Cardinals last year to have, like, a not-so-high-expectation season to – I think he's overachieving as a coach right now from the standards that everyone's put him at. So he's definitely underrated in my book.
No, yeah, Vinny, I don't know if I agree with you. I certainly understand your premise. He is kind of the next guy up. He has his quarterback. He has the offensive weapons. I think the Cardinals, their defense, especially when you think about some of the stars that they have at all levels of their defense, I certainly think the Cards are the next team that people expect to step up. And granted, yes, they are led by Kingsbury, and I think time is on his side. Let's look at it this way. You had Shanahan, who was somebody people looked at as a potential coach. He gets the job with the 49ers, and he's looked at right now as an offensive genius. Well, I think Cliff Kingsbury, he's next up. All right. Thank you, Vinny, for calling up from Arizona, especially coming out of Texas Tech. Is anybody surprised that he comes into the league and has offensive success, and now he has a transcendent offensive player? Kyler Murray just... he looks like Sonic the Hedgehog when he's out there playing. Sam is calling up from Atlanta. Sam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What NFL player, or excuse me, what NFL coach do you feel deserves more respect?
You know, you got to look at Vrabel up there in Tennessee. I mean, you know, I'm no fan of New England Patriots. They actually make me sick, but he's starting to look like Belichick Jr. You know, you can see this team play. You can hear, do your job. That's what these guys do. They do their job. He resurrected Ryan Tannehill. He made Ryan Tannehill a respectable starting quarterback, whatever you think of him. You know, it takes somebody special to do that. You know what I mean? So if you watch the Tennessee Titans play, it's not the prettiest. It's not the, you know, the highlights, but these
classic
guys do their job. They're well coached, and they don't do stupid things.
Yep, I agree. I mean, you go ahead and you look at that matchup last night. I mean, even despite all of the missed field goals and kicks by Gostkowski, and the fact is they weren't out of that game, and they play a classic style of football that will keep them in games. And it's nice to see a disciple, quote unquote, of Bill Belichick get an opportunity to coach and not look like Matt Patricia, let's put it that way.
And you know what, real quick, I know you guys are limited to the current coaches, but if you want to know how important a head coach is, I'll throw a name out there, Dan Reeves. Of course, you know, we know about the Super Bowl losses or what have you, but I think it's a good chance the whole Michael Vick debacle doesn't happen in Atlanta if Dan Reeves is still here, and history is totally different.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Sam, and thank you for calling up from Atlanta. We can't go back and revisit that now, can we? we certainly can't. We will never know. Mac, he's calling up from Eugene, Oregon. Mac, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Who is a coach that you feel does not get enough respect?
The coach that does not get enough is Mr. Sean McDermott out of the Buffalo Bills. I mean, between the defense that he's brought to that city that is bar none one of the top three, and now what he's done with the offense with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Zach Moss, Devin Singletary, and Mr. Smokey John Brown, and Dawson Knox, it's fantastic what he's been able to do with that defense and offense.
I think, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Mac, but I think right now, even more so than Kingsbury, who's younger and has to show up and has the super exciting offense, in a case of McDermott, like, right now is the time. Like, the division is right there in your hands. You have to grab it by the horns. So I think that's a possibility. Having said that, Bill Belichick is still in the division. And there's still a possibility, I would say, that they kind of push the Bills towards winning it.
One thing people don't think about is special teams. It is definitely a part of the teams that they deal with in Buffalo. Sean McDermott focuses on it. He's got guys like Andre Roberts. He's got guys that are, like, down on the gunner position, like, you know, Foster, that have been, like, drafted and kept on the team just for special teams, that not only does he think about the offense and the defense, but special teams is key. And that's, I think, the difference between him and other coaches that are out there just thinking about offense and defense.
Okay. Well, listen, Mac, I appreciate you for calling up from Eugene, Oregon. This is what it boils down to. You can play great in all three facets, and you can bring in players that can help you. But look, if the Bills don't win the AFC East this year, I'm going to look at the Bills and I'm just going to go, I guess they'll be running in place. I guess this is kind of sort of the same old Bills. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. And then I also want to talk about a team that isn't working out and a reason why. And that happens to be the Cleveland Browns. Don't you move. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Huge upset in the NBA. Oh, my goodness. We're going to be talking about this. The Denver Nuggets are going to the Western Conference Finals. The Nuggets beat the Clippers. Game 7, 104-89. They come back down from 3-1. Again, remember, they did this against the Jazz. And now they take on the Lakers. And the Clippers are cursed. And Damian Lillard is having a field day online against the Clippers. Guys who are laughing at him about going on vacation. We are definitely going to talk about this. Don't you move. I want to continue the conversation that we had before we went to break. I took your phone calls. NFL head coaches who are underrated. NFL head coaches who do not receive enough credit. Dan is calling up from Arizona. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a coach.
Hey, thanks. Always great listening to your program. I've got friends and you know, family in Wisconsin. And when McCarthy left, I asked him, you know, basically, you know, who's LaFleur? You know, who is this guy? You know, Matt LaFleur. And nobody could tell me. And then it's all I heard over the radio was the thing between Rodgers and McCarthy and Rodgers and McCarthy. And so I had to look it up and go, wow, this guy was a Division II player, you know, at a place called Central Michigan University, where for a couple of years he was, a receiver, and then he was a quarterback. And then... And his history is interesting. Houston, Texas, the Texans, the Redskins, Notre Dame, the Falcons, Los Angeles Rams, Tennessee Titans, and suddenly he ends up, you know, head guy at for the Packers, and he turns their year around. And I just don't think he got enough airtime and credit. Like, who is this guy?
Well, the next step is to not get hated on. And I know one thing that we've heard, and let's be real at the same time. The Green Bay Packers went 13-3. Not easy to do in your first year as a head coach. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It's not an accident. But having said that, you know, you don't necessarily want to ruffle the feathers of your star player. That looked like the case. And time will tell what the rest of the season looks like. But Aaron Rodgers, certainly looked like he got the opportunity to air the ball out this past Sunday. And who knows if this is going to be their philosophy, even though LaFleur says we are going to run the ball. It doesn't look like it when Aaron Rodgers has 364 yards passing and four touchdowns. But LaFleur, yeah. I would agree. 13-3 is nothing to sneeze at. All right. Well, thank you, Dan, for calling up from Arizona. He made all his points about Matt LaFleur, and now he's gone. And speaking of gone, I mean, as we just watched these the Clippers lose 104-89, we got a lot to discuss. We got a lot to talk about. Just, I mean, the Clippers are cursed. There's no other way to say it. The Clippers, they're cursed. I expected the Clippers to go to the Western Conference Finals. I myself said online when the Clippers were up that the Nuggets were done. Like, I got a tweet now from somebody. I guess I'm supposed to go cry in a hole somewhere. Somebody reminded me of what I said. I don't forget what I say. I sure as hell didn't forget that I thought for 8 and 9 months that the Clippers were going to go to the Western Conference Finals. And they didn't. The Nuggets are going. And a big shout-outs to my main man, Paul Millsap, four-time NBA All-Star veteran, for helping to lead that team. The Joker, Nikola Jokic, goes out. He has a triple-double. Of course he does. That's what he does. Finishes the night with 16 points, 22 rebounds, 13 assists. Jamal Murray puts up 40 points. You want to talk about what the hell's going to happen between the Clippers? Well, excuse me, not the Clippers. Look at me. I'm still messing up. The Nuggets and the Lakers? We got time to talk about that one. That will be interesting. So our Final Four is now set in the NBA this year. The NBA champs will either be the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Heat, or the Celtics. This is going down in the bubble. And just to finish up with some of our NFL talk and our discussion around the National Football League, I guess, look, we want to talk about one cursed organization with the Clippers. Let's talk about another one that can't get out of its own damn way with the Browns. I mean, they were embarrassed this past Sunday. And I guess it's okay because they were taking on the Baltimore Ravens. They lost 38-6. That's the type of football game you go to if your kid is in high school and you look at the score and you say, you know what, maybe it's time to leave. No problem leaving here early because we pretty much know the game is in the books. Baker Mayfield still looks like he has no idea what he's doing out on the football field. Baker Mayfield still looks like he doesn't have confidence in him damn self. You can have all of the talk this past offseason about how great a shape you are. What does that have to do to translate? How does that translate to you getting rid of the football? Baker Mayfield, 21 of 39, 189 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. And the best or one of the best wide receivers in the entire game, one of the most electric players in the game. He's back. He's healthy this year. His name is Odell Beckham Jr. And Baker Mayfield could only get him the ball 3 times on 10 targets. Odell finished with 22 yards receiving. And I'm not going to blame Odell, and Odell is not going to blame Baker. If anything, Odell is giving this guy a break. He's giving him a life raft because Baker Mayfield needs it right now. This is what Baker Mayfield had to say about getting Odell more involved in the game.
It takes all three of us, just being on the same page, just for myself, going through my reads, trusting those reads, and delivering the ball based on what those reads are telling me. You know, I think we had some great one-on-one opportunities on some of those passes from Sunday, but just didn't connect. Some of those were the penalty, you know, the grabs, the pass interference that we talked about. Some were just a little bit miscommunication, a little overthrow, but, we're working on that. So we'll get it fixed.
We'll get it fixed. I feel like we've heard this story for about going on a year now. And I understand Odell had his core injury, which he still played through last year, which was amazing. And then you have Jarvis Landry. And then Chubb almost leads the entire NFL in rushing yards. And you guys still stink. And I have to go ahead to a certain degree. And I have to blame Baker. Why? Because for a guy who did a lot of talking, there comes a point in time where you have to back it up. Do you want to be the next quarterback who does all the yapping and gets paid the bucks and is in the commercials and then you disappear? You stink? I hope that's not in Baker Mayfield's future, because otherwise this team is going to get blown to smithereens. This is what Odell Beckham Jr. had to say, especially giving Baker some credit about what Odell wants to do to change his perception as a person and as a teammate.
I think once I get you all, the world, everyone to understand that I care about one thing, and that's winning and producing, I think that you'll be able to see some of the other actions and look at it from a different perspective than a perspective of a lot of the names and attachments that have been thrown on me in a way.
Yeah. Look, the guy wants to win. There's no doubt about that. But I think one thing that we have to look at right now for Odell Beckham Jr., that we have to view right now, is who's getting him the football. And I don't know if Baker Mayfield is going to be that guy. And if you go ahead and look at their new coach and Kevin Stefanski, if Baker Mayfield is not going to get the job done, Baker is going to be gone. And the Cleveland Browns might be looking at, unfortunately, another reset. Because Stefanski, you know, it's not like he babysat and brought on Baker and said, this is my guy. He just got the job. And so I hope, for the sake of Cleveland Brown fans, eventually things work out. Unlike the Clippers here, who I'm still trying to wrap my brain around. If you are just tuning in, the Clippers, one of the favorites to win the NBA championship, I know, even that's crazy to say when you think about them from a historical perspective. The Denver Nuggets knock off the Clippers 104-89. Game 7. The Nuggets, not the Clippers, are going to the Western Conference Finals to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. The Clippers, in their history as an organization, they are 0-8. 0-8 in closeout games where they have an opportunity to advance to a conference finals. It hasn't happened. And at this point, I really have to evaluate whether or not the Clippers are cursed. I don't know. I don't know if there's some bad juju going on somewhere. This is an ugly situation. I want to ask producer Stu here. Stu, what are your thoughts on? Well, I don't even know. I guess the Clippers are just cursed. Like somebody did something somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, with this roster and all the talent they have and the fact they were up 3-1, you know, really so close just to getting to that first conference finals, and they can't do it. They lose three straight. I mean, they've got to be cursed, right? I mean, it's every year, even with the CP3 Blake Griffin teams. They were really good teams. The fact they could never get it done and get over the hump, I mean, I think they're cursed. I don't know if there's another explanation. I think that's it, though.
There really isn't. Kawhi Leonard, one of the best players in the NBA, and we had a caller call up from Tennessee earlier on in the show. He said, listen, if Kawhi Leonard wanted to carry a team and drag a squad around on his back, then he did not need to leave Toronto. And quite frankly, that's what happened. And today, Kawhi Leonard fell flat in this game. Kawhi Leonard fell flat in the second half. I'm looking through the stat sheet, and I believe Kawhi Leonard started the game in that first half with 12 points. Matter of fact, let me take a look right now. What did Kawhi do? Kawhi had 12 points in the first half. He only finished with 14 points overall. Kawhi Leonard, 14 points. Paul George, 10 points. Montrezl Harrell, 20 points. Lou Williams, 7 points. We got a whole lot of Clippers who did not step up in this game. We got a whole lot of Clippers that will hear about this all offseason long. And guess what? We don't know how long the offseason is. I already see that Paul George is catching some heat from guys like CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard. And if you'll recall, Paul George and Patrick Beverley, they had a good old time trying to wave the Portland Trailblazers out of the playoffs. And now the tide has turned, and the Clippers are once again a laughingstock in the NBA. Even though they have talent now, the Clippers are a joke. This might as well be a Clippers laugh-a-thon, because that's what it's going to be for the next several minutes here on the show. When we come back, we're going to break this series down. We're going to talk about this game. Doc Rivers right now, the only coach in NBA history to blow two 3-1 series leads. The Clippers choke again. The Clippers are a joke as the Denver Nuggets win Game 7 to go to the Western Conference Finals and take on the Lakers. We're going to talk about this when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.